Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at North Bridger Bison Ranch in Montana's Shields Valley. I'm Sarah Brown. This week we meet founder Matt Skoglund. I've been to ranches all over Montana. They are without exception awesome. Unpeopled, boundless, all with the distinctive diptych of Big Sky and Sagebrush Steppe. But Matt Skoglund's Bison Ranch, nestled in the Sagebrush Sea between the Crazy Mountains to the east and the North Bridgers to the west, is majestic.
And at this time of year, it's beginning to get sort of golden, fiery, just in certain lights.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, it's definitely feels like fall out here. There's still some green where the grass is taller and the soil's got more moisture, and then along the creeks and the ponds and stuff, but definitely turning a golden color. And the evening light is spectacular this time of year.
Matt and I are watching the bison graze from his side-by-side as the late August afternoon wanes. It's the golden hour in one of the most magnificent places I've ever seen. Matt and his wife, Sarah, started North Bridger Bison in 2018, just 6 years ago.
Starting a ranch from scratch is a big undertaking.
I can't believe it. I've actually, in the entire time I've been doing this, never met anybody who's done that.
Oh, well, we're very proud to be first-generation ranchers. Like, we wear it on our sleeve. I mean, one of the things we've done.
First, though, a non-linear, non-traditional path. Matt grew up in the Chicago suburbs and always loved nature and the outdoors. And then?
In high school and college, I fell hard for Montana and the Northern Rockies.
After college, figuring every town needs a lawyer, he went to law school with the hazy what-if idea he could be a lawyer in a town in Montana. It worked out. In a now-or-never move, he quit his job, got married, and moved to Bozeman. That was 2008. For a decade, he worked on environmental policy at the Natural Resources Defense Council, specializing in wild bison. He loved it, but
started craving to do something that was entrepreneurial, land-based, conservation-based, and tangible.
He hadn't quite hit on start a bison ranch from scratch, but the wisp of an idea took hold. Then he read a newspaper article about the tiny but growing bison industry.
Literally, I'm not kidding. Like, I read the article and was like, wow, that is so cool. Clearly not for me as a kid from suburban Chicago, but for someone, that is awesome.
Some weeks later, he read Buffalo for the Broken Heart by South Dakota rancher Dan O'Brien. He found O'Brien's modern-day field harvesting, where bison are killed with a headshot at close range in the pasture on the ranch where they live, as ethical and humane as it gets for food.
And that was the light bulb moment of like, wow, I didn't know that existed. That's the way to do it. We need to get serious here.
But how to get from that aha moment to an actual ranch with actual bison? Google, of course. He typed in bison ranching consultant, and would you believe one popped up in Bozeman? Eventually, it was time. He began searching for land.
And the dream died very quickly. But
he persevered, though, in time finding these three glorious parcels. It was expensive, but this was before COVID, the show Yellowstone, and whatever other forces combined to spike Gallatin County land prices. He went for it. It's been tough. The toughest. But
I'll be learning till the day I die. You know, just constantly learning about the land, the animals, the grasses, the wildflowers, the birds, pollinators, the seasons, just endless learning, and I find it endlessly fascinating.
Next week, Matt moves the entire bison herd to a new grazing pasture by himself.
It's a lot of opening gates, driving through gates, and closing gates behind you.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.